So let's review. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. B'shefer shel oila lo yitka v'mtaka yatza. One may not use a shefer of a carbon oila, which, as Rashi explains, was removed while the animal was still alive. However, if he did use it, b'shegek he was yitza. However, b'shefer shel shlamim lo yitka v'mtaka lo yatza. If one used a shefer of a carbon shlamim, he is not yitza. Now, the reason both may not be used like a tchila is simply because old kachim are asa ba'na. Regarding the difference b'diavad, the Gemara explains my time. Oila bas me'ilahi. Carbon oila, which is kachi kachim, is subject to the halachas of me'ila. One of which is, kivin emal ba'nafka l'l'chulin. Once he benefited from it, he is mal, and that caused the shefer to become chulin and mutter. Therefore, he is yoitza. However, shlamim lav b'nei me'ila ninu. As Rashi explains, a carbon shlamim, which is kachim kalim, is not subject to the halachas of me'ila. And even though he used it, the shefer is not yoitze l'chulin and remains aser. Therefore, he is not yoitze, because it is a mitzvah haba b'avera, a mitzvah resulting from an avera of benefiting from kachim. Rava challenges this by asking, Eimas ma'al labasa d'taka, kiko taka b'isur taka. It is the act of using the shefer which is me'ila and causes it to be yoitze l'chulin. Therefore, it is yoitze l'chulin only after he blew it. But while he blew the shefer, it is still kodesh and forbidden. If so, he should not be yoitze. Based on this kasha, Rava disagrees with Rav Yehuda and initially ruled echadzeh v'echadzeh lo yatza. In both cases, whether he used a shefer of a shlamim or a shefer of an oila, he is not yoitze. However, afterwards, Rava reversed his opinion and ruled echadzeh v'echadzeh yatza. In both cases, one is yoitze the mitzvah of a shefer, because mitzvah is lav lahanes ninu. Rashi explains, lo lahanes nitnu li Yisrael li kiyumim lahem hanah. Mitzvahs were not given to Bnei Yisrael for physical enjoyment or benefit, but as a burden and obligation. As such, performing a mitzvah is not considered hana, and therefore one is yetze with a shefer of any carbon. For the same reason, the Gemara continues, "B'shefer shel avodah zarah lo yitka, v'mtaka yatza." One should not use a shefer of avodah zarah, since it is asa b'hana, it is forbidden to derive any benefit from it. But if he did use a shefer of avodah zarah, he is yetze, because mitzvahs lav lahanes ninu. However, b'shefer shel ir anidachas liyitka, v'mtaka lo yatza. One may not use a shefer of an ir anidachas, a town which worship avodah zarah, and even b'dievet, if he used it, he is not yoitze because of another issue. Kesus imechta shereha. Since all the property of an ir anidachas must be burned, this shefer is considered as if it has been burned and reduced to ashes, and therefore no longer has the required shear of a shefer. Based on the principle of mitzvah lav lahanes ninu, Rava teaches several additional halachas. Hamudur hano mechaveroi, mutur litkoyeloi tkiya shel mitzvah. Someone who may not benefit from another person because of a neder made by either one may hear their tkiya shefer because it is not considered hana. So to hamudur hano mishefer, mutur litkoyeloi tkiya shel mitzvah. Someone who made a neder not to derive benefit from a shefer may use it for tkiya shefer. The Yomar Rava hamudur hano mechaveroi, someone made a neder not to derive benefit from another person may have that person sprinkle mechatas on him because mitzvahs lav lahanes ninu. However, this is limited to the winter, but he may not do so in the summer or warm weather because it is only the performance of the mitzvah that is not considered anah, but the cooling effect of the water is a physical anah, which is asr. The Gemara now proceeds to the sugya of mitzvahs trichas kavana. If one was forced to eat matzah, as the Gemara explains, shekafu parsim, for example, if non-Jews forced him to eat matzah, he was yaitza. Amar Rav Zaysameres, hatekele shir yatza. If one blows his shefer for the purpose of playing a tune or practicing, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of shefer. Amak sava Rav mitzvah in tzriches kavana. We can deduce from Rav's statement that Rav is of the opinion that specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah is not required in order to be yaitza. The Gemara points out that from the first case of matzah, we might have thought that mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana applies only to mitzvahs like achilas matzah, because achol matzah merachman of ha'achol, he performed the mitzvah as commanded. However, regarding tekiyah shefer, we would say mitzvahs tzriches kavana, that specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah is required in order to be yaitzeh, because zichron truksiv, v'hayim is asking be'almahu, the Torah refers to it as a remembrance of the shefer sounds, which seems to require thought and intent. Kamash Malan, therefore Rava taught that even in the case of Shefer, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. The Gemara challenges Rava. Eisve, hoikar betayr vegiz mana mikra, im kivin liba yatsa. The Mishnah Brachas teaches if someone was reading in the Torah and came upon the portion of Kriya Shema at the time of Kriya Shema, and while reading he had intent to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting Kriya Shema, he is yotze. Imlav lo yatsa. If he did not specifically have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah, he's not yotze. This seems to imply that mitzvah shvichas kavana in contradiction to Rava's opinion. The Gemara answers that Rava can explain this Mishnah b'kar lahagia, as one who is proofreading the Sefer Torah and not reading it at all. And the Mekivan Liba Yatza means that he must pay attention to clearly enunciate every word, but it is not necessary to have Kavana Lotzis. The Gemara presents two more challenges from Braisa regarding Tekiyah Shofar, but concedes that neither one is conclusive to refute the opinion of Rabbah. We do not need Kavana Lotzis, but we do need Kavana Lishmoya to hear the Kol Shofar. In other words, we do not need intent of Kiyam HaMitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah, but we do need intent to perform the Maisa HaMitzvah, the act of the mitzvah. Abaya continues to challenge Rava's opinion. Hamalei Abaya, elamiata hayoshem b'shmini b'sukkah yilkom. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, then conceivably one who slept in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres should receive malchus for being over on the Issa Bal Taisif, adding an extra mitzvah because the mitzvah is fulfilled even without any intent. Rava answers, shani oimer mitzvahs ain't over alein el bezmanon. One is over Bal Taisif only during the time of the mitzvah. The Gemara questions this from a case of Birkas Kainim, and then from a case of Zrikas Adam, where blood of two different karbanos were mixed together, which seemed to contradict this view. After some discussion, Rava offers another answer and clarifies, Lotzeis leboi kavana. One does not need kavana to fulfill a mitzvah as stated above. Lavar bizmanoi leboi kavana. One also does not need kavana to be able to taisiv during the time of the mitzvah, as in the case of sprinkling the blood mixture containing blood with different sprinkling requirements. Shaloi bizmanoi boi kavana. However, one does need kavana to be over al bal taisiv after the time of the mitzvah, as in the case of sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, when it is no longer the yom tov of sukkahs. The Gemara concludes this sugya with Amalei Reb Zeira l'Shamai, Ichaven v'takali, as Rashi explains, Tiskaven l'tkoy b'shmi l'tzieni dechavasi. Reb Zeira instructed his attendant to have kavana to be mitzvah Reb Zeira. Apparently, Reb Zeira disagrees with Rava and holds mitzvah shvichas kavana. However, Reb Zeira goes one step further and adds that Mashmiya by Kavana, the one blowing the shofar, must have specific intent to be mighty the listener. This is actually Machlokes Tanoim, as the Gemara cites the following braisa: Shemeya Shemeya la'atzmoi, u'mashmiya Mashmiya lefidarkoi. The listener must have Kavana lotzes, but Mashmiya lebay Kavana. The blower does not need to have a mind to be mighty the listener. As long as he is blowing the shofar to fulfill the mitzvah himself, whoever happens to hear his tekiyah shofar is yaitza. Aram Biesi, b'medvam amur b'shliach tzibur, ha'b'yachid l'yotzat she'iskaven she'meya u'mashmiya. Biesi holds that, in a private situation, mashmiya b'y kavana. The blower must have kavana to be made to the listeners. However, in public, his kavana to be made to is not limited to those inside the shul, because his kavana is to be made to all who are listening. Therefore, whoever happens to hear his tekiyah shofar, even passerby outside the shul, is yotze.